You'd think I'd planned it this way, but God has better plans than I do. And certainly when we arranged these weeks, I had no idea in looking forward to the schedule this way in terms of the confession of sin. But here we are in the order of the seven deadly sins that we've been looking through. And it's the Sunday after Thanksgiving, and today we're on gluttony. Okay. Sort of appropriate, isn't it? We've looked at pride, envy, anger, sloth, and greed as the first five. We have two of the deadly sins to look at. The reason we look at these is I think we are all aware of sin, and we talk frequently about our sin, and we are very diligent at confessing our sin every week. But certainly we often forget what is sin and what is not sin. C.S. Lewis and then Jerry Bridges have written on the concept of respectable sins, meaning the sins that we overlook. And certainly gluttony is one that we overlook and don't think of on a daily basis as being sin. Proverbs 23 says, "Do not be with heavy drinkers of wine, or with gluttonous eaters of meat. For the heavy drinker and the glutton will come to poverty, and drowsiness will clothe the man with rags." Gluttony is an unreasonable affection for food and drink, to the point of excess, to the point of wastefulness. But in America today, this is a national pastime. Among other issues of health and stewardship, becomes an even more important confession, a recognition of how we face food and drink as well. And that is, we look to them as our comfort, as an idol. I'm someone who has to confess the sin of eating to relieve anxiety. I'm sure there are others of you that have that temptation as well. I always gain a pound or two during finals week because I sit around and grade and eat. And that's not a way to do things, not a good way to do things. So certainly, gluttony is a temptation to all of us to find our comfort in food, to find freedom from anxiety in food. And clearly the scriptures teach us that we ought to cast all of our anxieties on the Lord Jesus. A glutton raids the icebox for a cure for spiritual malnutrition. How about that? We raid the icebox to find satisfaction for our souls when our satisfaction ought to be in the Lord Jesus. Let me conclude and then lead us in prayer with a passage from Philippians. In Philippians chapter 3, Paul writes these words, "For many walk, of whom I have told you and now tell you, even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their appetite, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their minds on earthly things." The greatest danger, the greatest temptation with food and drink is that they take us or distract us from turning to the Lord. Turning to the Lord Jesus. Our satisfaction is not found in the things of this world. Let us confess that sin. Lord Jesus, as we come to you this morning, we acknowledge that we are sinners in many, many ways. And one of the things that tempts us, Lord, is gluttony. So this morning we confess that sin with full awareness that it is a temptation to draw us away from you. Lord, we confess that our satisfaction, our hope, Our relief from all anxieties is found in you and you alone. So as we confess this sin, Lord, we also repent and turn away from it. Turn to you, O Lord, and acknowledge that you are the fullness of life. In the blessed name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.